from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Jeremy White.
You don't necessarily need irons to play golf. I'm just going to hit driver and bump 3 woods in the fairway and then putt.
And Joe DiBiase.
Anyone, I've got a buddy who hits a golf ball like 300 yards, but it goes everywhere.
Well, of course I know it. He's me.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday. I'm back. I was on vacation for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the Finger Lakes with my college friends, which I was driving here,
nice.
I was doing that thing where I thought, okay, what year was Joe born? You're 28?
29.
You just turned 29?
Yeah, June.
Okay, you're 29.
Just turned?
June, yes. June is just turned.
Just turned?
Yeah.
When does that end?
October for you.
October. June.
4 months.
Okay.
I mean, with within 2 months, June what?
11th.
All right, 2.5 months.
2.5 months.
I just turned 45. That's 2 months and days.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Not even halfway to your half birthday. There you go. You get 3 months to say you just turned.
Until your... Well, actually, it would be past your quarter birthday. Till your third birthday. Your one-third birthday.
Yeah, is what I mean. Thirds instead of fourths?
Yeah, sure.
All right, fair enough.
Because we'll already be past my 1/4 birthday at the October mark.
Right.
At least.
I'm giving 3 months. So yeah. September 11th is your 3 month?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. That's when you've no longer just turned 29. Anyway, the reason I asked that is college friends and families, we, just doing the math, we have all been friends now for 27 years.
So almost as long as I've been alive.
I was doing the math like, did I meet these guys before you were born?
Close.
The answer is no. So yeah, the last 4 years, all my five of us, close college friends go and get a house on the lake with all of our families. And, you know, 27 years later, it's not all beer pong and flip cup. Now it's chasing kids around and monster trucks and wiffle ball and all that.
Have the games graduated to like a cornhole potentially? More adult games?
What's the most adult game we play? We're not even going to play in games.
Would Can Jam qualify here?
Not yet. The most adult thing we do is pitch the ball to kids who hit baseballs. And wiffle balls. That's really it.
Yeah.
There's boating. There's swimming. You know, it's the Finger Lakes.
Darts would be the more adult game, I think.
Lawn darts
or something.
This place we stay has, like, it'd be a trip back in time for you. It'd be like if I went to the 60s, if you went to this place, in some ways, because it's a lake house and we all get to stay there. And there's a barn there, and they have arcade games in the barn.
Oh,
and one of the arcade games they have in there is NBA Jam.
Nice.
The original NBA Jam.
The arcade version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, with the guy, Warriors versus Suns. And you know, the audio is terrible.
Uh-huh.
But you get to play with all these classic NBA players. They've got that. There's like Galaga. You know, all the old arcade games. If it had Mortal Kombat, it would be, you know, a complete set. So there's that. Anyway, we did all that. You know, out on the lake. Got a hot weekend. Fall's just a couple days away, but we still got a hot weekend.
We had big things while you were away. We got our PSLs while we were away. Not the PSLs you might be thinking of. Pumpkin spice lattes, yeah. Okay. And that might have jinxed it because those came out when it was 58 degrees here. And then it is, what's today going to be? Is it going to be 90?
Hot again, yeah.
It's going to be close to 90 at least.
88 degrees is the high I'm looking at.
Whew.
Yeah.
Yep.
80s pretty much through the week.
So
a lot of 80s.
It got warm. Pretty nice, though, to be for a Finger Lake weekend. Is it on the water?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then right on the water.
Perfect temperature, I would think.
Yeah, no complaints, really. Saw the final Bills preseason game. Saw a lot of final preseason games.
Did you all huddle around and watch it together?
No, I did not subject other people to that. I would never have subjected other people to preseason games.
Well, also the college football game was happening at that same time anyway. So if you were going to do that, like when I had a similar weekend, no Lake though, Ellicottville, we huddled around and watched Georgia Tech and Florida State. And we're checking in on the Bills game.
Yeah.
Which felt appropriate.
Yeah.
Watch the first college football. It was good, too. It was a good game. Close the whole way.
What will be remembered from that final Bills game?
Will we remember the quarterbacks?
Anthony Brown.
He goes on a list.
He plays as Trivia. Well as humanly possible.
Yeah. I forgot the yardage, but 11 of 12?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Thanks for coming. This game is really important. Well, hey, he got it on film for the rest of the league.
And the end of the game, of course. Well, it was important because you saw what Sean McDermott did at the end of the game, calling two timeouts after the Panthers kneeled the ball to make them run one more play with 20 seconds left. The gall. I still can't believe it. I still can't believe that he called those two timeouts. It's amazing that he called those two timeouts. Canales, even after the game, like definitely with a smirk, they were chummy about it. But like, what was happening there at the end of the game? Maybe. They had a little talk.
Are we sure McDermott's not paid hourly? Maybe he is. He's got a rate during those games, you know, extend those games. Anyway, hey, good morning. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Roster cut down day in the NFL, which means cuts and then more cuts and practice squads and player movement and cuts and practice squad. I like to call this Ruvell Martin Day. It's a day where Ruvell Martin got cut by the Bills and brought back and then cut and then brought back like seven times. Former Bills wide receiver Ruvell Martin, by the way. So you've got cuts coming. You've got potential trades, I guess. There's some names out there as trade candidates. Tim Patrick of the Broncos is at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. There's a Viking safety, Lewis Seen, who might be traded.
Aren't these trades like, hey, we're going to cut this guy?
Yeah.
If anyone out there wants to give us a sixth.
Or a seventh.
Then we're willing to do it.
Malik Willis went for a seventh.
Yeah.
I saw some Bills fans upset that the Bills didn't do that, trading a seventh round pick for Malik Willis, who goes from Tennessee to Green Bay. All right, they've got a backup quarterback, I guess. So we'll see movement today, whether it's big trades, small trades, probably small-time trades. You know, these are roster tweaking days.
Yes.
Rarely is there a big kind of move here. The closest is
Ayuk.
You know what? Ayuk, but Ayuk's a big trade that we'll see. I want to know, I got to look at this now. When the day the Bills traded for Lawyer Malloy. I'm going to look that up. It's later in the season.
They traded for him? He wasn't cut by the Patriots?
Yeah, okay, you're probably right. I'm probably remembering that incorrectly. He was cut, and the Bills signed him the week of the opener. Yeah, he declined to take a pay cut on September 2nd, and they cut him. And the Bills signed him on September 3rd, and then in their very first game, 5 days after his release, he's on the roster and on the Bills. Wow. So he's cut by the Patriots on the 2nd. And joins the Bills, and he plays on the 7th, and of course the Bills win that game 31-0, and that season was great. Everyone remembers everything about that season as being perfect all the way through. So that's a very, very late one. How about that? September 2nd.
Yeah.
Will not take a pay cut. You're cut.
After all of training camp and preseason.
Yeah. And the quote here, I found a quote on it. Belichick talking about releasing Lawyer Malloy.
Mm-hmm.
Today's the day nobody's happy about. This isn't the way we wanted this story to end. This is the hardest player I've ever that I've had to release. It was the hardest situation I've had to go through like this here or anywhere else. Wow. Now that's 2003. So who knows if Belichick
he was 30% into his career.
Yeah, right.
Not even.
Right. So Lawyer Malloy alongside Izel Reese at safety and Nate Clements and Antoine Winfield in the defensive backfield. Good group.
I would take a modern-day version of Lawyer Malloy today, getting cut, and then the Bills chasing after him, right?
Well, that might be Lewis Seen. I mean, he's probably not thought of as well as Lawyer Malloy, but
no, right?
Safety out of Minnesota. Here's a fun question to consider. I saw a piece already. So Lewis Seen, if I remember, is a Georgia safety, 2022 NFL draft. Like, this is a guy that was drafted not long ago, first-round pick, and if he is moved, then... I mean, a first-round pick, 2022, a safety that could help this team. I don't know. The Bills probably feel like they're fine at safety if they're healthy.
Is he the safety equivalent of Jahan Dotson, perhaps?
That might be right.
He's been injured, though. I don't know about, like, Dotson's been on the field, and it just hasn't, the production hasn't always been there.
Yeah.
Seen has played 10 games in two seasons. He, just a lot of time.
Seen says he's on the roster bubble. He wants to go to a contender. Super Bowl contender would matter to him.
Yeah. By the way, sorry, he's been active for 10 games. He's played 10 snaps in his NFL career at on defense.
Yeah.
100 on special teams. He's played 10 snaps on defense.
So is
he wants to go to a Super Bowl contender?
You say Dotson. Is this the Kyir Elam of safeties?
This might be closer to that. I mean, it's less than that even. Right. Elam's played in the playoffs.
Right.
Let alone 10 snaps.
Was he supposed to play, or did he play because somebody else got hurt? You know, here's a first-round pick safety in 2022 that just has not played.
He just hasn't been on the field. Yep.
I don't know if he's the type of safety the Bills like. It's just a name.
Lewis, it would be a lottery ticket, right? Like, sure. Hey, let's bring him in. He's not playing right away, right? Like,
right.
No experience in the league, doesn't know the system. It would be, hey, maybe he's developed by the second half of the year. But, yeah, it doesn't feel like, unless they want to change out their, sub out their depth, maybe. Like, if they, but do we, it's safety. Do we think they're doing that? They have three guys that I think they all like that are veterans. And then Damar Hamlin's been kind of, been the de facto number one safety for a lot of the offseason. He's probably not right now, but they're not moving on from him either, I don't think.
Yeah. I'm not one to profess to know too much about this guy, but just a name. It's out there.
If they're signing a safety at some point, it's going to be Micah Hyde. That's my guess.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, he's, of course, a favorite in there. So I found an NFL piece. Players likely to be traded. It's Taylor Heinicke and Lewis Cine and Tim Patrick of the Broncos.
Okay.
A good receiver who has missed two straight seasons with horrible injuries.
Yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Like, Tim Patrick has had the Tre'Davious White route right now, where he missed basically two full years. And, you know, you were good, but sorry, you got hurt, and then you came back, and you got hurt again.
Yep. And has, what's weird about that one, though, is, like, I saw some of the fantasy analysts reacting to this on social media when this came out yesterday. Like, wait a minute, he's been acting as the number two receiver all offseason. He's reportedly been impressive, like, almost stunningly so. Like, this guy's moving really well for someone that has had back-to-back major injuries. And he had done nothing I'd seen that said, oh, yeah, they shouldn't be their number two, to suddenly, boom, he's not even on the team.
Yeah.
He's going to get cut, potentially?
Could be cut. Maybe that's because Troy Franklin's doing really well. They have Marvin Mims,
Cortland
Sutton.
They have a lot of young guys. And also, Patrick is before Sean Payton, so Payton might just want his own guys at this point.
Yeah.
He has a $7 million cap hit for the Broncos.
Well,
I think it would be, his base salary is $1.1 million. So I think the team getting him would not be on the hook for nearly as much. But that's why Denver, they want to shave a couple million bucks, probably.
Yeah, probably.
And do something else with it.
So whether it's Tim Patrick, I don't think that's exactly likely. If you wanted Juju Smith-Schuster, he has re-signed with the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted CeeDee Lamb, you guys talk about that yesterday?
I
heard a caller call in about trading for CeeDee Lamb.
I don't think... You mean like the news of him signing or trading for him?
Well, of course, that's gone now that he's signed.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought I heard a call one of the days I was off about trading for CeeDee
Lamb. That might have been on Friday. Okay. I think that they blend together. I think there was a CeeDee Lamb call.
Okay.
Yeah.
As always, what was going to happen with Dallas? Of course, they were going to sign one of the best receivers in football to a monster contract.
Yeah.
So they've done that. There's another name I was going to mention, a receiver. Oh, I'm sorry. John Mechie.
John Mechie.
So John Mechie, former Alabama receiver in Houston, he's likely to be traded. Jordan Schultz had this tweet, NFL reporter Jordan Schultz, that the Houston Texans might be looking to trade John Mechie because they have a plethora of receivers. I mean, the Texans go Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Steph Diggs, Noah Brown.
Robert Woods. And, it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Just keeps going.
So due to their plethora of receivers, John Mechie could get traded. He's the guy that missed a full season with...
leukemia,
yes,
I think.
Yes, that's right. So another name.
They also have Quintez Cephas, by the way. Okay. Welcome back to the show, Quintez Cephas.
Yeah.
He was a second round pick that missed a full year, and then last year had 30 targets, but wasn't really on the field all that often.
So here's where I land on all these receivers. Because also while I was gone, Jahan Dotson got traded for a modest fee.
Yep.
It was a third to a fifth pick slide and 2/7. That's about the price the Bills paid for Rasul Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It was a pick slide. I'm not upset that they don't trade for any of these guys, but it's for a reason. It's not because I don't think they'd make them better. Like, Jahan Dotson would make this team. I don't think there's any doubt. He'd make
yes.
this team.
Yeah.
And Tim Patrick, if he's healthy, would make this team. The problem I run into when it comes to trading for any of these guys, just receiver. This isn't necessarily every other position, but this is receiver. I don't want anyone in the room to convince them to not chase anything bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, to fall in love with Tim Patrick had a nice month and a half, so now we don't need to draft a guy. Now, I know that's moving on to the future, and I'm good with where they are now. They've got a couple of different lottery tickets that could develop into something, whether that's Curtis Samuel, Keon Coleman. Like, we're good. Whatever. We'll see how this goes. It's definitely an underwhelming group on paper, but the breakout potential does exist. And I'm ready to let those guys decide if it's worth investing down the road. But I don't need necessarily to spend an asset on Jahan Dotson, right? For what? For another guy?
Past the top couple guys, haven't the other lottery tickets they brought in all kind of gone?
They've all fizzled out.
Right, like Claypool didn't happen at all. He just never got on the practice field. And Valdes-Scantling hasn't given you any sort
and
of confidence.
You want to talk Hamler or Isabella. All these lottery tickets or scratch-off tickets, or whatever you want to refer to them as, they all, you know how it works. The Mega Millions is $10 billion tonight. You buy a mm-hmm. ticket and you start thinking like, man, when I win this thing, it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the numbers come up, you're like, all right, well, I didn't win.
Right.
That's a lot of these guys. Like. That was our conversation about Claypool. Hey, I mean, come on. Two big seasons in his first 2 years. This could really turn into something. No, that's not. It didn't happen. Okay. Who's surprised? So should the Bills be chasing that again?
Well, because you're kind of left two right now with, like, I know this is the back end of the roster, but I don't. Are we just assuming Valdes-Scantling is on the team right now? Because 2 weeks ago, like when he got hurt, it was a conversation of whether he was going to make the team. And then he got hurt and suddenly, oh no, he's solid. He's on. Maybe he was the whole time. I don't know. Or maybe it's just more, again, like we're talking, like there's nobody that's really grabbed it, right? Like
no.
Shavers is going to make it because he's had a nice camp, but also kind of by default, isn't he? Like, I'm kind of back to the receiver room where, like, I see these Dotsons and these Patricks. I don't need to give up an asset for them. You know, maybe if somebody gets cut today, that would be more interesting. I feel like I'm back to where I've been, where I'm an injury away from my Jake Kumerow, Trent Sherfield type from being a starting receiver on this team. I feel like the depth of this receiver core is right back to where it has been the last 2 years, which is it's really thin.
Yeah.
Right now, Tyrell Shavers is even an injury away. Isn't he on the field for some snaps week one on offense?
It looks that way.
So I'm feeling like they're pretty thin at that position right now.
803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. If you want to join us on this, preseason is over, and today is NFL cut day down to the final, I mean, not final 53. I'm going to stop myself or try to stop myself every time I say final 53 because they'll have
it'll be different tomorrow.
It'll change in an hour.
They'll cut Reed Ferguson, right? And then you'll get immediate, make sure everyone's going to point out right away. But guys, they didn't just cut Reed. He'll be back tomorrow, right? He's going to hang out in the parking lot.
By the way, if we're doing that, I don't know that we can call him the longest tenured Bill. You get cut every year and then come back.
Interesting. He spends a day every year not on the Bills.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I don't think he's the longest tenured Bill.
Most consecutive seasons as a Bill. I'll give you that, Reed Ferguson.
I don't know if they've done that with him every year, by the way. Maybe it was only like once or twice, but
that might be right. Well, Sal will give us the latest coming up at 7 on maybe what to expect today. There's a new rule when it comes to emergency quarterbacks and how that all works. Okay. Whatever. I've got a list for you. ESPN analysts have predicted the top 100 players for 2024. This is not,
this is not the top 100.
Right.
This is predicting the next top 100.
Who will be the next top 100, which
amazing.
I appreciate.
Football content's amazing.
It really is.
Never ends.
I appreciate that, though. The next top 100, we can talk about how many Bills make the list. How many Bills are predicted to make the NFL's top 100?
Mm-hmm.
CeeDee Lamb signs. Brandon Ayuk, not yet. And now Jamar Chase is back end practicing.
And now it feels like the Trent Williams holdout in San Francisco is more real than ever, because he is also someone that in the past has proven like he'll go all the way here.
And he will sit out.
So the Niners have things to figure out.
Well,
they have two star players that are not at their practices right now that I think they'll both end up in the building, but they better. I mean, they're huge players. Are they not their two best offensive players?
They probably are.
I mean, they have a lot
Kittle,
of good ones.
Yeah, they do.
There might not be a lot of difference between those two and the others, but I feel like those are their two best offensive players that are just not in the building right now.
That's probably right. And they're still pretty good. I mean, Purdy's pretty good. I'm starting to come around on Purdy. A lot of people seem to be.
All the Commanders fans and people think that the Commanders are making a move. They're back in it because they traded Dotson.
Okay.
And Ayuk.
Maybe they are.
There was Ayuk and Jaden Daniels, TikToks, right, throughout the offseason.
Yeah. The Patriots have not named a starting quarterback. Gerard Mayo said that Drake May outplayed Jacoby Brissett.
Isn't that kind of naming him?
Kind of. Also, Brissett got hurt in the preseason finale.
Yeah.
We'll see.
He said it's a true competition. That being said, or whatever I want to get the exact phrase right, but he said basically that it's a true competition and Drake May outplayed Jacoby. I think that's the coach.
That's what it's supposed to mean.
If you don't then name him the starting quarterback.
But what are you doing?
What do you look like if you don't do it?
Busy day in the NFL. So join us if you'd like. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe and your phone calls. We'll get to PJ in Buffalo to lead us off. PJ, hello.
How's it going, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I have a couple questions. So I went to a couple of red and blue practices, and at the end of each practice, I saw Justin Shorter on the jug machine. And I was kind of disappointed this preseason because he didn't really show up that much.
Yeah, I mean.
I just want to talk about, like, Frank Gore Jr., if he's going to make the roster and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't think Frank Gore Jr. makes the roster. I think they have their three running backs.
Even though he was ranked, PFF graded him the best running back of the preseason in his performance in game three.
Okay.
But he's probably not going to make the roster.
Shorter, I never saw anything.
No.
I don't even know when we were at training camp if I really ever, like, he just never, he's big, he's tall, looks athletic, and I feel like I've never seen him catch a football, even though I know I
The thing I
have.
Think you would say about Shorter is you see a former number one ranked prospect at the position coming out of high school.
He was
the
number one
receiver, number one recruit.
Yep.
And he does not play to his size or body type. There's not really anything that happens. There's nothing really memorable. I mean, it's been 2 years now and nothing's there.
I don't even know if, in these preseason games, I'm not even seeing much.
Well,
he had two catches in the preseason.
So did Keon Coleman. I mean, it doesn't mean there's nothing there for Keon Coleman.
Fair.
What do we really get out of the preseason? Right? Okay, let's also try that on, which is this. Number one, they came out mostly healthy-ish.
But yeah, who did they lose in preseason games? They lost Valdes-Scantling.
Sure, but the point is, if I asked you, what are your takeaways from the preseason? Number one is always health.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or bad.
Yep.
What's number two? What is the number two preseason takeaway for the Buffalo Bills in 2024? That their backup quarterback is no good. You got that last year too, and the backup quarterback stayed on the roster. Like Kyle Allen did not have a good preseason last year.
Yeah.
Number one is health. Boom. Put that aside. Other than the state of their health, what's the takeaway from the Bills preseason? Because maybe I'll save this for when we get back. I will in fact do that. Preseason. I'm here to tell you the preseason pledge all day, every day, all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
There might be one exception.
Okay.
There might be one exception. There is a statistic about the preseason that is unbeaten in the last 16 years. One common thread in the preseason in the last 16 years. It's kind of like, just to tease a little bit, you know how we had that an NFL team has gone from worst to first for 21 straight years?
Sure. Or how there hasn't been a back-to-back NFC East champion in like 20 years?
Yes. Yeah. And how up until 2 years ago, one of the teams that made the Final Four misses the playoffs for 22 straight years.
Huh.
Like there are these big, sweeping NFL trends, and there's one on the preseason.
Okay.
So we'll talk about the Bills takeaway, and I'll get you this stat because it means there's a team that's going to the playoffs based on their preseason.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.